What was it like when you got your first swimmer on the Olympic team?
I mean, sorry, at this meeting?
Yeah.
Sorry. It's a fantastic relief. It's crazy. It shouldn't feel like that, I know. But it's a more of a sense of, thank God we've got that done, you know. And then that's quickly overtaken by being really, really proud of the swimmer and really happy for the swimmer and happy for the squad. But it is a big sense of relief. To be truthful.
You've been telling me for a while about Becky Turner and about Ellie Faulkner. Do you imagine or expect them to come through quite as quickly as they have done?
I think it's always been a possibility. You know, they're on the younger side of the type of swimmers that would make an Olympic team. And so we've always looked at 2016 as being the point where we were hoping to achieve medal success at the Olympic Games. But we always knew along the way that there was a possibility of making it to this Games. And so really pleased that it has happened and it's good experience so that they can move on and do well in this Games, but obviously move forward into 2016 and hopefully be big players in 2016.
I'm sure the answer to this is, if I knew, I would bottle it. But do you have an inkling or any kind of idea about why so many and all but one of your swimmers, it seems, has done a PB this week? Is there any rationale as to why that should happen? Is it the Olympic pool? Is it the atmosphere? What is it?
I think it's more of a process. I think it's a four-year process. I remember sitting down after Beijing and learning a real lot from that experience and planning what would need to be done to make, I guess, the perfect storm in 2012. And so it's been a four-year plan. I had to make sure that the training was right, of course. I had to make sure that we had the right support staff in place and the right people supporting us. But ultimately... we need to get the swimmers motivated and believing in what they were doing and working hard enough to do this. My approach has always been to, you know, train harder than is necessary for the actual meet, so that when they get here, it's actually an easy thing. And I find that's the best form of psychology, that if they've gone through every difficulty in the 4 years leading into the trials, the chances are the trials will be very easy for them. And it's real basic psychology. But we made a big plan 4 years ago, and touch wood, to this point, it's working out for us. So it's been a long time coming, but we learned a real lot from the 2004 to 2008 process, and made sure we didn't repeat any of the mistakes we made, but also learned a lot from the things we did right, and sprinkled sugar on them to make sure that it came good. You know,
let's not forget, you're not an intensive training centre. You're not one of the regional setups. But you do get a bit of help from the EIS in Sheffield, don't you?
Yeah, there's been a lot of people contributing to this. I mean, the main contributing partners is Sheffield City Council and Sheffield International Venues as the main people, but also the amateur club that we swim with, City Sheffield Swim Squad. And the EIS in Sheffield help with the strength and conditioning. And we also have external support with physiotherapy and nutritional support, sports science. And we do get support from British Swimming and from the ASA. So there's a lot of partners that have all contributed to the pot. And I guess my job has been to be the architect and put it all together and make sure that it all comes together at the right point.
I'm talking to you before Ellie Faulkner does her 800 tonight, so obviously we don't know what the outcome is of that's going to be. But if she did, if she did happen to go through with Becky Adlington tonight, what would that mean to you, and indeed to her?
I mean, it's a fantastic thing. I mean, the 200 relay slot was totally unexpected. I mean, you know, it's an event that she absolutely doesn't train for, but it just shows that, you know, that she trains hard and she's got a good range. So if she qualifies in the 800, which has always been the plan, it'll be fantastic for her. I mean, she's a young girl, she's trained so hard. She's been in the Sheffield programme since she was 8 or 9 years of age, so she's come right through the programme, as have most of the swimmers, to be fair. So it'll be fantastic for her, and I couldn't be more proud, you know, and I'm just really hoping it works out for her.
How are you and the swimmers finding this pool?
Excellent pool. We're very lucky to have one of the best pools in Europe at Ponds Forge in Sheffield, of course, and so it's maybe not as mind-blowing to us as it is to many of the people that have come here, but it's a fantastic facility. You know, there's plenty of fast times and it's a motivating place to be. And I think just the fact that we all know that the Olympics is going to be in this pool in a few months' time, I think that in itself is motivating. So, yeah, I found it a great pool, fast and very motivating.
Can I ask you about a lad from the other side of the tracks in Rotherham, Joe Roebuck? I mean, I know he's not with City of Sheffield squad, but you must think as a South Yorkshireman, what a great week he's had.
Yeah, fantastic for Joe. I mean, you know, Joe's been on the scene a long time. And, you know, he went to university and he's just got better and better and better over the years at the Loughborough Centre. But he's been training with Ian Armiger, that's actually retiring from British swimming this year. And fantastic. I'm really pleased for Ian because his athletes have done fantastically over the years. And Joe's has just proved what a fantastic athlete he is. And it's great for our area as well.
Finally, when do you start your next four-year programme? Because you're thinking about Rio soon, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Rio's the big one. You know, most of the swimmers in my squad, with the exception of a couple of more senior guys, are in this sort of 17 to 19 age group. And so they're perfect for Rio in 2016. So I think, you know, we'll get this cycle out of the way. We'll let them have a summer break and then we'll get on with it, Bob.
When do you start your celebration? Because obviously you're with the swimmers pretty much 24 hours a day. You're going to get some downtime?
Yeah, we're going to have a week off after this week, you know, starting on Monday. And then obviously we'll do the summer cycle leading into the Olympics. And then I'll give them a few weeks off and let them live a normal life for a few weeks and let the hair down a little bit. But we've got to get back to it in September, so... there's a few of us coaches that are hoping to go out to Las Vegas to the World Coaches Clinic in September. So that'll be a nice break and soon back to it in September.
I say finally, I've got one more question for you. James Crisp, great to see him back. And what do you think he can achieve at the Paralympics?
Well, I mean, I think it's proven that the athletes that have been around a while, their experience pulls them through. And what I've seen with James over the last 7 years since he's been at Sheffield is... he just gets better and better at doing things and he doesn't necessarily need to do the huge quantity of training that he used to, but he does it smarter and more specific. And I think he can go faster, he's stronger. I mean, I think he's 29 this year, so, you know, for a swimmer that's going to the older age. But there's absolutely nothing stopping him. He had terrible luck for Beijing in 2008 where he qualified and then he had a minor accident and ended up not being able to swim. So it's fantastic to see him just as motivated as ever and training fantastically well, and to get his Paralympic spot is fantastic.
Well done, a great week.
Thanks, Bob.
Excellent, mate. Thank you.